With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Weather Service meteorologist Stephen Barrett says parts of Maine and New England are getting pounded by a nor'easter with heavy snow and high winds.
Heavy, wet snow. We've seen a lot of trees and power lines coming down, which has resulted in a lot of power outages in our area. Snow totals, especially in our northern zones, are up to double digits. We've had a couple reports come in over a foot so far today.
Around 700,000 homes and businesses without power earlier from West Virginia to Maine. Dozens of flights to and from area airports canceled or delayed, and schools and government offices are closed in many towns. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden has told Israel that it must do more to protect civilians and aid workers in the Gaza war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During a 30-minute phone call with the Israeli prime minister, the president warned that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on new steps by Israel. National security spokesman John Kirby.
What we want to see are some real changes on the Israeli side. If we don't see changes from their side, there'll have to be changes from our side.
Kirby said the president was very direct in telling Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel must take concrete steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An anti-time Russian attack using Iranian-designed drones has killed four people and wounded 12 in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. A federal program offering loans to small businesses hurt by the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge has received 500 applications. Those funds could start to be distributed within a couple of weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 529 points. This is SRN News. A leading atheist longs for Christianity.
Richard Dawkins is one of the best-known atheists in the world, a man who calls faith in Christ nonsense. And yet, in an interview with a British radio station, he laments the decline of Christianity in the UK and Western Europe, going so far as to claim that he is a, quote, cultural Christian. Dawkins says England needs the moral and ethical structure that Christianity provides and admits that he fears the spread of Islam in his country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is daring police to arrest her under Scotland's new hate crimes law. Rowling, who is a vocal critic of transgenderism, is blasting the law, which makes it illegal to stir up hatred on the basis of sexual orientation and transgender identity. Rowling says freedom of speech and belief are at an end in Scotland if the accurate description of biological sex is deemed criminal. This is SRN News. A cruise ship carrying 1,500 passengers stuck in the Spanish port of Barcelona.
It's all due to the visa problems of a group of Bolivian passengers who were due to disembark there. Authorities say 69 Bolivians are not being allowed to leave the ship because they lack valid documents to enter the European border-free Schengen area. Spanish government officials said Wednesday they're in contact with Bolivian authorities and the cruise ship company to resolve the situation. The ship had sailed from Brazil to cover a route in the Mediterranean Sea. Spanish news reports said that some 1,500 passengers are meanwhile on board, hoping to continue the cruise to Croatia. Keith Peters reporting.
And police in Italy, Austria, Romania, and Slovakia have arrested 22 people as part of an investigation into the suspected theft of hundreds of millions of euros in post-pandemic relief funds from the European Union. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.